Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday, May 20th, 2019. Boom. Where's the dynamite?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Bring it back. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, Matthew?
How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
About as good as I could possibly be.
I tell you, I noticed this morning, I don't want it to be a telltale sign, I noticed this morning you didn't come in and scream at me. Now, is that because I raised a little bit of a, not a ruckus, but I mentioned it the other day that sometimes you startle me when you come in and scream, "Good morning, Matthew"?
No, I think I just screamed a lot over the weekend at a lot of people. Fun screaming.
Okay,
so I didn't really have one ready this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, more chill today, I guess.
Well, I didn't know if it was that or if you just didn't feel well or, you know, you partied too hard over the weekend.
I just screamed too much over the weekend. Did a lot of screaming Friday and Saturday. A lot of screaming, a lot of hollering, a lot of hooting.
Did you participate in a judgment house?
No. I did once as a child.
Yeah.
When I was 12, we pretended to smoke pot, and we drank water out of beer bottles.
What were you smoking, though? It was just cigarettes?
Nothing.
Nothing at all? Had a little bit of dry ice.
Yeah, no. There was might have been like a cigarette with the filter tore off. That was kind of made to look more like a joint. I don't remember what it was.
You come full circle. You were a kid pretending to smoke a joint, turned into a big kid who smoked joints all the time, and now a more mature kid who does not smoke at all anymore, marijuana.
I was going to say.
Full circle. Paige, did you come through a windstorm this morning? Good morning.
Yeah. I just noticed.
Well, I was just going to point out your headphones and making your hair stick straight up.
This is my bangs. I have a haircut.
Well, yeah, but the back was flipped up.
Flipped
you
up?
Fixed it now, though. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I did. It's a windstorm.
Oh, well, you know. I was just letting you know. Like I always say, if I got something in my beard or my nose, please alert me.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I did. Actually, I got my hand stuck in my headphones when I was trying to put them on, and maybe that's what happened.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did you leave them in here all weekend?
No, but it somehow clipped me when I,
You okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Bangs are back.
Bangs are back, man.
Yeah, I got some front hairs.
Yeah, some bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
And then?
Bloods and Crips got them, too.
Mm-hmm. Those are gangs.
Gang bangs.
They got them.
Yeah, it's popular with their hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Are they still foes?
I must say hey to you. Hey, fat boy.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Pretty good, I guess, for a Monday.
Yeah, for a Monday.
Oh, I just got a Duke pain real bad.
Oh, no.
I know.
You have one all the time, though. You have it more than I do.
They hit at the wrong time.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah. Need to. I think I'll hold off till noon.
Gonna go take a Zion here in a minute. Instead of a shoe, he's going to blow out the toilet.
Yep.
Booyah.
Oh, boy.
It's a timely sports joke for your ass. Speaking of sports, nothing to do with this. I went to something over the weekend I want to share with you that it's one of those things where I'm just going to rub your nose in it for missing it, in case you missed it. It went on for 4 days. You may have went. Greenville Greek Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
I didn't go this year, but it's always fun.
I think I've went to the past four or five. Because I knew the route this time. I knew that when, as soon as you get there, you go to the gyro station because the line's going to pack, you know, build up if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when the gates opened at 11:30. I was ready to. I knew the whole thing. And then I knew from there, after you have your gyros and your stanko potatoes or whatever they're called, they're great. I love them. Spankopatitas? Am I saying that right?
No, but you're close.
They're great. Well, how do you say it?
I don't know, but I know I've heard them say it. I just don't know how to. I don't know.
Wonderful. And then after you finish that,
you're close.
Spankopatito. Anyway. After that, you know to go get in the pastry line, which goes through the church gymnasium.
Yes.
And you go through, and they don't even ask you. They just give you a box. They're like, go through the line, pick out all the pastries you want.
Uh-huh.
And I did.
Oh, heaven.
Baklava.
Oh, keep talking.
Chocolate baklava.
Are you kidding?
The little lemon powder cookies they made. I forget what they're called. Something with a itis or an ish at the end of it. It was great.
Baklava.
It was wonderful.
It's called like Greek quiche, man.
Greek quiche?
Yeah, spanakopita or whatever it is.
Spanakopita.
I don't know. It's
got eggs.
Spankopatita. Yeah, but it's basically a quiche, but it's Greek quiche.
So good, man.
Spankopita.
Greek quiche.
Baby spinach in it. A little bit of.
It's a spinach pie.
And that's the thing. When I go to this thing, first of all, I feel as though, because they're obviously authentic Greek people that are preparing this food, I don't want to say the names wrong. So. You know, when it came to that, but like, what Spanko say again?
Maybe Spanakopita?
Spanakopita.
I don't know.
I was sitting there thinking, oh boy, am I going to say this right? So I was like, feta. That's the way, because I heard the Greek lady say feta. Uh-huh. It wasn't feta. Uh-huh.
It's gotcha.
Feta. So I said, I would like a chicken gyro with feta.
Fancy.
And then she says, it's gyro.
Oh, boy.
I said, I thought that was with an E.
Oh.
No, I knew how to say that. But you go inside. The place is beautiful. I want you to see some of these pictures. I know Nine, you and Fatboy are practicing Satanists, but look at these beautiful. This is in Greenville, man. Look at these pictures. Well, that's me. I was doing an awkward selfie there. But
oh, yeah. I saw they had the new
dome,
mural,
man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's the front of the church.
The first time you'd ever been in and done the tour?
The tour, yes.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's a beautiful place. It's a really beautiful building.
I did it right this time. I got the gyros, then the pastries, then the tour.
All right.
Is that the artist in the middle painting a picture of himself?
That was my head that was awkwardly placed there.
I think he's
talking about
Jesus.
Is that who it was?
Can you tell that I was wearing a hat and they make you take it off, so I looked stupid?
Yeah, because he was talking about the artist painted himself. You don't look like a painting. I think that's Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah, it's a portrait of...
Well, how would he
know? Oh, I thought he was talking about that picture. That's me in the middle, though. No, that's Jesus up there.
Yeah.
And then, so, I'm walking around that thing after I do the tour, and I've had my spiccato potatoes and all that stuff. And then, tell me if I'm weird or not. I then start to walk around the Greenville Greek Fest looking for every Greek person I know. I suddenly think they'll be here. Like, I really am. Because it went on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, I'm there on the last day. But I'm walking around thinking, oh, man, high school. Where's Manuel Porras? Where's he at?
Where's a Levinas? There has to be a Levinas out there.
I saw her, the one that was city council or whatever. I saw her.
Good thing you're not going to Wu-Tang Clan with me.
No. Where's John Mackus at? I know him. Where's Michael Stathakis? I was looking for all the Stathakises that I could find, and I didn't see any of them. I guess they all went on Saturday.
Probably.
I was walking around just like, there's got to be a Greek person here that I know. And I didn't run into one that I knew. Well, that's the thing you do, right?
Yeah.
It's like when I was in Atlanta during NBA All-Star weekend. Every tall black guy, I'm looking at him saying, that's got to be someone.
Yeah.
They're walking through this airport or this hotel. They have to be a former player or current player. Mm-hmm. I got their autographs regardless.
They're tall and handsome.
You're tall and look athletic. Can I get your autograph, sir?
You must be somebody I need to know.
You have to be.
You a cop.
Can we take a pic?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I'm in a big city in an airport, that's what I'm walking around. I'm looking. If I see somebody wearing a hoodie and sunglasses and headphones, I'd go get a picture with them.
Yeah, because it might be the Unabomber. It
could be somebody that's going to be famous or is.
Or Eric Rudolph.
Did you party too hard, though, this weekend, Jim?
No, not too hard. I had fun. I had a damn good time.
One of those weekends we didn't speak at all.
Yeah.
Except by text message.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Hanging out with Piedmont Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saw that new name.
Yeah. That's become one of Tribble's nicknames now. Somebody called him that the other day.
I thought that was yours.
No. I don't have the long hair. He's got the long hair and the longer beard. So, yeah.
I thought he was going with the dude moniker.
Well, he's that too. That too. He has many nicknames. People like him. That's how you know how much you like somebody, how many nicknames they have.
Between that and you using GD so much on social media here lately, I'm starting up.
I don't usually
wonder
say
if my mama
it,
wasn't right about you.
Hashtag it. Hashtag it.
Is it a hashtag? Let me look.
Yeah, it's hashtag. It's a hashtag thing. It's just Matthew, hashtag in four letters.
Oh boy.
I know you just wanting to take that little 14-year-old boy.
What?
He was 14. Sorry. At 14-year-old boy, you just want to take him to wrestling things, but I don't feel right about him. You seen that Damien movie?
Bowman.
That little nine looks at me weird. It's like he's jealous of me or something. He's going to try to root me out of the picture.
There are other people that
I'm
use it.
I'm your best friend, Matthew.
I think there are people you don't know that use it just for, like, somebody says just want to scratch off.
People were yelling it at a drag show on Saturday night. I was at a drag show, and women I'd never seen or met before were yelling it at drag queens. I'm like, what did I do? I'm proud of myself.
I'm going to check your story. Did you post pictures?
I didn't post a lot of pictures. There's a picture on the Instagram of me and two of our drag queen friends.
Look, the first thing I see.
That's it.
Me and drag queens?
No, you using GD.
Where? Let me see what you got.
I like them again.
Well, that's the hashtag. But it's just, you can't tell what it is.
You made my mind go there. From what I was taught, I'm guilty now.
That picture is YG Lightning Bolt DR.
That's, if you think it, you're guilty of it.
Broken up by a lightning bolt.
What a hashtag. Somebody say eating tacos for breakfast. The hashtag.
Anything. Yeah. It's getting out of hand. All because I didn't have to drive that night in Spartanburg.
I missed all the good stuff.
What was that, Friday or Saturday?
No, that was a couple weeks ago when it started. It's been building for a couple weeks. Now it's taken over.
Wow. It's trending.
Yeah. Mm. I know a dude who's going to get a tattoo.
Are your feet getting hot?
No, but my face was when I walked in the building here.
It's cold in here. You talking about downstairs?
Yeah, it was hot down there. I got up here. Oh, it feels nice and chilly.
That's where all the animosity is, all the hatred.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, this tension in the air.
No. We good in here.
Yeah.
We good in here.
It's way more fun in here.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, let me see. Let me go to your thing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see. I saw the text you sent. Was that a group text or separate text?
I think it was just to you.
We have a separate text, too.
Yeah.
Ha! I mean, it's not anything separate from, like, our group text in here, but it's more of, you know, when he wants to talk to me about the... Are both of those girls right here? I mean, both of those are drag stars?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
both of them are drag queens, yeah.
I should have to wear some kind of identification. That one there would fool
pretty
me.
Ladies.
That one there fooled me. The other one probably, too, if I didn't already know them. That was the one that came in for Brandon Hilton. Yeah, that's the one that came in for drag fussing.
Yeah, on your man. And then the other one, Shania Satisfaction.
I zoomed in on your T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to wear pink, and my Golden Girls shirt was dirty.
What is the gimmick here? What is the gimmick? Are you trying to do like a demon gimmick or this kind of what is
demon
the gimmick?
Nah.
Yeah, it's just heavy metal.
Are you trying to be the yin to my yang, where I'm a more virtuous person?
Strictly just heavy metal.
Going to heaven.
Oh man,
what?
Trying to think of different hashtag variations now.
It's just for the love of metal.
That'd be a great tag team. Yeah. One guy's a Christian, the other one's a Satanist, but somehow they get in the ring and they work it out. At the end of the match, one guy gives all the glory to God, the other one's hell and Satan.
Didn't they do that with a tag team with Kane back in the day?
Did they?
Maybe.
Good and
Maybe.
Evil. Yeah.
Well, they should.
I think X-Pac was in a youth group, and then Kane was, you know, demon.
At this point, they're accepting ideas via Twitter for anything wrestling. So if you got any ideas, Vince will
you know
hire
what?
You for a week or
if
two.
If they were really doing that, the show would be 1,000 times better. Which still would suck. If it were 1,000 times better, it still wouldn't be any damn good.
Didn't Jesus and the Devil box on South Park?
Yeah, they did. Yep.
Another piece of sacrilege. I can't force myself to like this picture. I'm sorry.
You don't have to.
Come on, man.
It's too much. I cannot morally like a picture where it says kill people, hail Satan.
No.
It should say hail people, kill Satan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they don't sell that shirt in pink with a unicorn on it.
Misprint. Just say you got hacked.
My shirt got hacked. I got hacked. They put this shirt on me.
Turned it bright pink.
Yeah.
It made me
smile like a serial killer.
Yep.
Looks like you just got out of the hospital. What is that? Well, oh, that's your drinking band.
Yeah, it's a wristband. You know, yes, so I've been ID'd.
Well, good.
You got a little close to the singer. I thought you were going to get kicked for a minute there. You got right up on him.
What, Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wound up. Well, there was a big wall of people behind me. I was, you know, up there.
Trying to, action.
I intro'd their encore.
Actually, I liked Fat Boy's comment rather than the photo.
Ooh.
Fat Boy was asking about a friend of his that's a drag queen, wondering if they ever showed up. So I like that. Did they ever? Did Enya ever show up?
No, never did. No, never did.
Miss Ass is a sweetheart. She's great.
You remember the
I love Enya.
The drag queen we had in here, the other one.
Anya, I apologize.
Trisha Lust, the one who did Facebook fussing and had the
Australian accent.
Mm-hmm. You can do every accent on earth.
Really?
Every one of them. We got to get Trisha Lust in here to do that.
Would Trisha do that as Trisha, or would Trisha do that as, you know, her alter ego?
I don't know. Either way, man, it's great. I stood there for 30 minutes. Hey, do this accent. Oh, can you do this one?
Oh, man, you played the game.
So you did party hard.
But there's material for every accent, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's funny every time. It's just great. I mean, it'll put you in a trance because it's like, oh, my God, you nail every accent.
Should you drag headlines one day?
Sure.
You ever see any of the bands get laid or get any, like, any action?
Most of them got girlfriends.
That's not fun.
What about the drag queens? You ever see them get laid?
No.
When you look back in the mirror?
I think some of them are in relationships as well.
Get on the bus, 9. This real party's going to start.
Can't turn my shoulder. Man. I can't turn my head that way on my shoulder.
It's any Connor line, sir? Maybe a ram.
Get that camera.
I'm surprised you don't get hung over.
Yeah, well, I don't get that out of hand with it.
It's like you walked into an intervention. That was the first thing to say. All right, guys. It's not that bad.
I don't, though, because I don't get plastered. I just, you know, have a few beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except that night in Spartanburg, I wasn't driving. That woof.
You were not driving that night. Point that out.
I was riding in a rock band's van that night.
Well, you didn't party too hard, and you're here.
Yeah.
Everyone's here. He sent you some rejoins yet, Fat Boy?
Yeah, man, he was on
them. That.
Yeah.
Look at that. All right. It's 9 rejoin week. We'll hear all kind of fun stuff.
Let me tell you what they are.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us all the password or keywords, too, because we're doing the P1 payoff. It is back for yet another week. 12 times a day you can hear a keyword, top of the hour, starting at 7 a.m. When you hear it, text it to 72881, and you could possibly win $1,000 cash.
Woo, yeah.
Also today, NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 tickets.
How about it, man? Big race this weekend.
We gave away All-Star race tickets last week. This week, Coca-Cola 600 tickets.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll be giving those away today, as well as we got a whole bunch of email. The past couple of weeks of shows have been all over the board, so we got a lot of fences to mend and various things, situations, relationships. So we'll get into that today as well. And some 9's Best Damn Audio. Correct?
Oh, yeah. It's musical this week.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how to tease the one.
Just start running audio at these big events you go to, and then play. That should be part of the NBDA.
It would just be really offensive to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, except Fat Boy.
Oh, man. I'm really missing out.
Well, at any point today, keep these numbers handy. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. The CarolinaVaporMill.com text line is 72341. We're at The Rise Guys on most of your social media, and we're going to get in some news next. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, what could be better than being stuck in a Walmart all night? I'll tell you what this guy did next in your Rise Guys headlines.
What's worse?
Or better.
What's better?
It could be better, yeah.
Chuck Mangione living in a megalomart?
Yes. Bingo.
Nailed it. All right, we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. First, I have some sad news to tell you that a little story that happened Saturday in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And it involves Travis Tritt and his tour bus. And
Were you there, Paige?
I wish I was there.
I thought you were giving accident, us but one of those road stories.
I know, right?
R-O-D-E.
That'd be awesome. Well, this is what happened. Travis, he was on tour. His tour bus was involved in a fatal crash early Saturday morning. He's okay. Everyone on the bus was injured, but two people in the other cars passed away. They died. And this was after the show in Myrtle Beach. So
was it Florida Georgia Line in the other car?
No, it was just some people. It was caused when a Jeep traveling on the wrong side of the road crashed head-on into pickup truck.
Okay, yeah.
His bus was sideswiped while trying to avoid the situation. He posted a picture of the crash and talked about it in a series of tweets. And he wrote, "I'm told it was a result of someone who was obviously driving drunk or impaired."
It says here it was Grumpy Cat.
A sober reminder to never drive if you've been drinking or impaired. Uber or Lyft is just a phone call away. And so he did not have to cancel any other shows, but it is, you know, it's a sad reminder.
He should write a song about it. Why wasn't he, was he on the bus, Travis? Or was he in his private jet?
If it's his tour bus, I imagine he was on the bus.
Doesn't mean that. Doesn't you may remember the story where Nine and I followed Garth Brooks' tour bus for 50 miles.
Well, it was Garth Brooks, though.
Well, it was Garth Brooks. I mean, tell me, how far would you follow Travis Tritt's tour bus? A couple exits.
Yeah. I said, Travis Tritt probably rides the bus. Garth Brooks, he plays football stadiums. Travis Tritt plays House Blues. You know
why would he need a tour bus if he was flying back and forth on the tour? What's the tour bus for?
A decoy.
Yeah.
It's an expensive decoy. He was
other
there.
Members of the band.
He peeked out the window, saw we were fat guys, and said, "No, tell him I'm not on the bus. You're just getting gas."
And he's laughing, doing that little snicker laugh he does.
Mm-hmm. Probably swinging around on some rope, wearing rodeo shirts.
Garth is worth 10 Travis Tritts.
Well, I'd rather have one Travis Tritt.
Oh, boy.
Than 10 Garth Brookses. Because one of them would...
One of them would be Chris Gaines.
You see multiplicity. One of them would be Chris Gaines. The other one would be kind of wacky Garth Brooks.
Putting pizza in his wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Six of them farted a lot.
He was on that bus. He was. It's all right.
All right. Well, it is sad.
Having on Veterans Highway, you know, the one that comes out right at the Walmart, down from the House of Blues, but that's, right at the Walmart.
Yeah, that's where I...
The new road.
Is that where I hitchhiked and whatchamacallit picked me up?
No, you was hitchhiking along 17, but 22 is the way you get there, the new highway to get there with nothing on it, but you just drive over the swamps and stuff.
Yeah.
Riding to North Myrtle.
Yeah, the Conway Bypass, they call it.
I believe there's a Golden Corral right there at that Walmart, gentlemen.
Yeah, there is. There is. Yep.
Your food tour with that boy.
Yep.
It's located not that far from Captain Benjamin's buffet.
I have an idea for a YouTube series, Fat Boy. You and I in a car...
Okay.
It's riding in cars by restaurants that Fat Boy loves, and he tells stories about eating at that restaurant.
Yeah.
YouTube series.
That's great.
We'd have to do an anagram with it or some kind of, you know, initials, but...
I got so many Boots and Thelma stories.
Yeah.
We can do it right now.
Okay.
He knows.
About Boots and Sonny's.
Right.
We'll do the full Boots tour.
And you know the great thing about it is you can pass a restaurant and he would know the menu.
Episode 1, Jimmy's Family Restaurant, Easley, South Carolina.
Yes. We'd have to pause for advertisement.
I'm looking at a map of Myrtle Beach now.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just looking at all the places. I'm like, oh.
Rest in peace, filling station.
I know.
All right.
But yeah, I'm just looking. There's the Carolina Opry. And it kind of makes me want to go.
Does it?
When I get down there and it's like I have to sit on Highway 17 for an hour trying to go anywhere. Like, nah.
If we put together some kind of, because Fat Boy's wife, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, is a travel guide.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. What if we put together our own Rise Guys beach trip, but it's not with the station?
That'd be fun.
Like, in other words, we could plan it. Fat Boy's wife plans it.
Yeah.
And then we just go to the beach with P1s.
Yeah.
Not have to stay in the same hotel. But then, like, we have, like, maybe two events a day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lunch and maybe a bar thing that night. Definitely a bar thing every day.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay, lunch and bar thing every day, and then there may be, like, a midnight buffet.
And we'll do some breakfast. And
dance parties.
You know, the midnight buffet, what, we go to, Sam's Corner? Is that what it's called, right? Sam's?
I've
been there sober.
That's the other side of Surfside.
There's one up the north end of Myrtle, between Myrtle and North Myrtle, and there's one down Surfside.
Okay.
But they're open all night. You can get cheeseburgers and cow tongue at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, cow tongue.
Big-ass ski ball parties.
Mm-hmm.
I see a certain bald gentleman scratching his chin right now trying to put it together. That will make it happen.
Oh.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah. Gosh.
If we involve the corporation of the company, then it'll never happen. Liabilities and insurance and stuff.
Love you, right. It would never happen.
We had a cruise one time, y'all. P1 cruise, where we all went to the Bahamas on a cruise ship with P1s.
One time.
It sold out, but it happened one time because the possibility of.
Yeah.
Well, we don't do the
someone could have fallen off that boat easily.
The raft up anymore.
Yeah. Well,
there's got to be some personal responsibility left. You fall off a boat, it's because you fell off a boat.
Yeah.
We didn't push you off the boat. It's on you.
No, we were fine.
If we push you off, then it's our fault. But if you just fell off, that's your fault.
Hmm.
Guy died on the boat.
Yeah.
It wasn't our guy, though.
No, he was not with us. No.
Who cares?
But he didn't die.
Oh, come on.
I
got there later after that happened.
Yeah. We heard him on the intercom calling code Bright Star or code Morning Star or something. Yeah. So like, oh, man, it's a fight or something. So we all go running in because we were out smoking things under the lifeboats.
Uh-huh.
So we
it's all go, legal in the international waters. Yeah, I did it.
Even cigars.
We all go running back in to see. We're like, oh, there's got to be a big fight or something going on. No, it's sad.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah.
We don't know who did it either. I thought it was like some kind of murder cruise mystery thing, like a dinner cruise mystery.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm looking around for suspects and various things.
Hmm.
Turns out he just didn't take his medicine
and drank a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he took the last Southwestern egg roll.
I told you from the roof. Hey, I got your murder mystery on the boat.
The guy was choked out with a vintage T-shirt.
Dancing. The slide too much. Overheated.
The clues are in the bottom of your alcohol drinks.
Guys, do it on Facebook. Just announce y'all are going, and we'll all just show up there, and then through Facebook, we'll all meet up. Yeah.
What about a land cruise?
Well, see, that requires one of us to organize it. We're not good at that.
I'm not on Facebook.
So. We're not good at
that. I wouldn't be able to go.
Organization is not our strong suit.
We all have to show up at the same time. That seems to be a problem sometimes.
Yeah.
Getting people together.
Oh, I got a good email about that, Jimmy. You just wait.
About what? Organization?
Us organizing things.
Oh, okay. Great. Goodness.
All right, then.
And taking a task.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Rise Guys headline styled by Rockerbell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
You get ready to talk to us here in a minute. But after that, though, Fatboy, what is going on in the world of sports? I imagine a lot.
So Lamar Odom's got a book coming out, and he tells a story about what he had to do to pass a drug test.
Who wrote it for him? That's the question.
He also says he's a sex addict.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I believe that.
Multiple women. Not like Wilt, but, you know, pretty respectable
number. At the same time? I wonder how many Wilt had. Wilt Chamberlain confessed, but he boasted that he slept with 10,000 women.
It was like 20, right?
20,000?
It was up there.
I wonder how many were at the same time. And do you count that as obviously women, but, you know, sessions?
Count it as a lie.
Get him on the air, Wilt.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's passed away.
Yeah, he's dead. Right. No, he'd never be called out again. He got called out plenty of times for that. Just because people did the math on that. There ain't no way in hell.
Well, it had to be four or five at a time.
Had to be.
All right. We'll look that up during this commercial break. We'll find out about that and more Rise Guys right after this.
Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Yeah. Excited for some sports? There's some good stuff going on.
Will you check real quick, see if we're on the air right now? There we are. Okay. Just checking. People were asking.
Thanks for your patience. Remember, because certain areas in our broadcasting area is having issues today, picking us up.
A lot of onions.
It's the heat, which I don't understand. engineers have explained it to me before. I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm feeble-minded. But regardless, you can always text LIVE, L-I-V-E, to 72341. We'll link you to the live stream. Yep. That always works.
Yeah. It's sadly. The thing that's, that happens this time of year is radio propagation.
Well.
Which is
hard, I hate it.
Hard to explain.
So, back in 2004, talking about the Athens Olympics and the USA basketball team about to go over, well, Lamar Odom said he'd been smoking so much weed before they went. He smoked every day that summer. So he found out that he was going to get a drug test at his house.
This is about the book that he's written, right?
Yeah, this is one of the pieces in his book.
What's the book called? Do we have a title?
Darkness to Light. So he had to scramble around. I can't remember how advanced the internet was back then, but he had heard about the Wizinator in the Vikings. So he looked one up.
The Wizinator, yeah.
He said he had to scrounge, and he had to find the right shade and size. So it would believably be him.
The Wizinator is a phallic-looking object that you would fill with someone else's clean urine and then go into the restroom when you're doing a test. They watch it come out.
Yeah, and the clean urine is stored in the scrotum, even though they don't see that.
Do you have to squeeze the scrotum to make it come out?
You have to squeeze the gimmick.
Oh, not your own.
He said he had to do it repeatedly with the guy watching.
I was doing it wrong.
But he, you know, he gave his sample.
They should make one of those for liquor to take into restaurants. Or not restaurants, but, you know, bars and stuff.
Can you imagine?
Are you peeing into a bottle? Yeah, look the other way.
He said he bought the biggest one they had. It also had to match his skin tone, he said.
God.
Yep. He uses.
You have a straw coming out of your zipper, sir? It's a catheter. Get out of here.
Oh, goodness.
So his trainer was
recycling.
His trainer was in the bathroom before he was. He left the sample, so of course Lamar went in and stored the sample.
That's all the time to find out your trainer's on coke.
Lamar, you've got various triglycerides, buddy.
So when they go on the that's something I never thought about before. When you travel internationally, or especially with the Olympics, like when you're a professional athlete, are you drug tested the same way as an amateur athlete?
I don't know. I know what Josh Norman was talking about. You got to produce in the locker room. They'll come up to you after games.
Yeah, the NFL, I guess it's different from league to league. And that wasn't for the NBA, right? That was for FIBA?
Yeah, it was international.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
or the Olympics, probably. That was for the Olympics itself, probably. So they were going to Greece to play Olympic ball. So
so that's FIBA, what I'm saying. Olympics. They test, because I've heard about all these different gymnasts and stuff getting busted for steroids. But when you're a professional athlete playing, I wonder if they do the same.
What about wrestling?
What about, like, Dream Team guys, you know?
You know
Clyde Drexler was doing booger sugar, allegedly. Why do you think they called him the Glide?
What about Jordan, man? Like, I couldn't report a positive sample.
Plus, Clyde played in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Clyde Drexler always looked 50 years old, even his rookie year. Google him, Clyde Drexler.
Dude, and Otis Nixon always looked really old.
Yeah, he looked like a tall Teddy Long.
Yeah.
Saying the combined age of five slam-a-jamma was like 250.
That's what, like, man, back in the day, athletes looked way older than they were, especially, like, in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
They all, good Lord. Clyde Drexler looks younger now than he did when he was younger.
Yeah. Yeah, the best one is when you see the pictures of Ray Nitschke, and he's, like, 29 years old, and he looks like Terry Bradshaw now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No hair. He looked like Cookie from the Bozo Show.
You know what? Oh, listen to this, man. This happened last week. New York City, you know, everybody's on top of each other. You're going to see something you probably don't want to see.
Yeah.
Well, we know how litigious A-Rod can be, right? He did an episode of Punk'd that allegedly was one of the funniest Punk'd ever.
Who'd you say again? I'm sorry.
A-Rod.
A-Rod did, okay.
But the episode never came out because he sued his lawyers. This was according to Ashton Kutcher. Last week, somebody in a building beside A-Rod kind of looked in the window and saw somebody using the bathroom. They're like, is that A-Rod? There's an A on the towel monogrammed.
What?
And he's just sitting there taking a dump. And somebody took a picture of him. Look at him.
How do you know that's him, though?
That's his place. Oh, and then it made the rounds through the media, and it got back to him. So he and his lawyers are trying to find out who took the picture.
Should have an R on those. If you put your last name. First of all, don't put initials on towels anymore.
Stop it. I mean, I know you have a lot of money, but do something else with it.
Enough with the monogram stickers on the cars and everything. But, like, if you have your last name, the first letter of your last name, like, on your front door, like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Why would you not have a...
Somebody in my neighborhood has that. I think it's the silliest looking thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And apparently, he has no legal right to privacy if you just go into the bathroom in front of an open window.
Am I getting worked? Is this a work?
No, it's really him.
It's definitely him.
Yeah, but is he doing it to, you know, kind of drum up some press for something?
He's doing it because he had to go to the bathroom.
I mean, he don't need it, but why wouldn't you not have a curtain?
I was reading something about him the other day. He employs the same company that Will Smith employs, that it's like 2 to 3 people that follow him everywhere and document his life and then turn it into...
Oh, the Instagram stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They
document
everything he does, and at the end of the day, try to find a bunch of good things, you know, and then they throw it out.
If you haven't seen the Screwball documentary that just came out about A-Rod and the whole Biogenesis deal in Miami.
Yeah.
God. It's like watching Pain and Gain. It's like a comedy of errors. You gotta watch it, man.
He's very eccentric, A-Rod is.
They allegedly sold him the ledger with his name in it and other people's names in it, but they made copies of it. So A-Rod's in the middle of this criminal activity back and forth trying to buy the book that he's in so nobody would know it came out.
Does it have anything about when he was in the minor leagues, how he was getting paid like $25,000 to go to car dealerships?
No, I don't cover that.
He played for a team called the Appleton Foxes, and on Saturdays he would go there for 2 hours. He was 18 years old getting paid $25,000.
God.
In the minors. I mean, imagine that life, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That is nuts, man.
It is. Superstar.
I used to, when you were in the minors, I mean, God, you were lucky to even have a girlfriend. I mean, you didn't make crap. Now, you go to the Greenville Drive game, you can see the ladies section. I mean, the wives' girlfriend section.
Oh, now you're lucky if you don't have one.
Yeah.
What's the baseball equivalent of ring rats? What do they call them? Hockey is puck monies.
Yeah.
Bunts.
Okay. It's sports.
We got $1,000 to give away here in about 3 minutes or so. Get ready for that. Text it to 72881. Bunch, yeah!
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.